And next up, I'm going to be speaking to a group of University of Auckland students that have created New Zealand Sign Language interactive cards, which incorporate both Te Reo Māori and English words. Their aim is to promote the knowledge and use of New Zealand Sign Language within Aotearoa. I spoke to Harry and Ned about how their cards are helping deaf and hard of hearing kids in schools. Here is that interview.
So pretty much, we started off with one pack of 52 playing cards, and for each, like, ace, two, three, four, there'd be a certain sign for that set of four. So we just started off with a very basic set, and since then we've grown into four different packs of cards, and soon to be a puzzle, hopefully.
Yeah. We started off very, like, general, with, like, general signs, and the other packs are, like, alphabet and school edition, so they, like, have themes. Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and so your team was involved in the Young Enterprise competition, and you won, actually, which, congratulations. Can you tell us a little bit about, for both of you, why this project and working on something that promotes New Zealand Sign Language was important to you?
Yeah, well, me and Ned both work with special needs kids, and yeah, some of them rely on sign language to communicate with other kids and just communicate in general. So when we first went in the job, it was a bit difficult to interact with them and get them to do stuff. Like, when it was lunchtime, you'd say, "Lunchtime, come on," and they'd just sit there and wouldn't even look at you, and we're like, "Oh, sweet." But then once we learned some signs, it was much easier to relate to these kids, and we never got the opportunity to learn it in school, and so we thought that was, like, a big gap in our society, so we wanted to help push that. Yeah,
you said it well. Pretty much, like, Te Reo is taught in schools, and that's an official language of New Zealand, but so is sign language, and that's not taught in schools. And it's just, we think that that should be a part of the curriculum, and so we're trying to push for that in the long term. So every small step matters, and we started by winning the Young Enterprise Scheme, which was pretty cool.
Yeah. Do you think, for either of you, do you think there's enough awareness about New Zealand Sign Language and what it can mean to people?
Yeah. I personally think there's not enough at the moment. I think we're, like, heading towards it, but I think it still needs to be pushed more and more. Like, with the COVID announcements, how there's the interpreter, I think that is, like, that's a big step for New Zealand Sign Language. Yeah.
Yeah, and also the New Zealand Sign Language Week event that runs usually in May, it keeps getting bigger and bigger every year and gets more spread out throughout schools, and lots of teachers are partaking in it and stuff. So it's definitely increasing, but I don't think there is enough at the moment. Like, I didn't even know about New Zealand having a sign language until I started working with special needs kids.
Yeah.
And are your cards mostly used by children, or are they designed for people as well who are maybe hearing as well and want to learn sign language?
I think they're used by a wide range of people. I think they're mainly bought by teachers and parents of the deaf and hard of hearing community. But we originally did a focus group at a local school, and they all had a really fun time with it, and we ended up giving some of the packs to them, and I'm sure they still use it to this day. But it's really a good way to cool down after a long day at school, so all the kids do that, and then at home they just play Go Fish and whatever.
Yeah. It's like they subconsciously learn it when they're just, like, playing cards. It just comes into their head. They're like, "Oh, okay, that one." Yeah, so it's quite cool that way, I think.
Yeah, and what sort of impact have you seen your educational tools have on kids who are deaf or hard of hearing?
We've had some feedback from, there was specifically this one grandma said that she had two grandkids that were deaf or hard of hearing, so she got some of the packs, and she was using the cards with the kids, and they lit up when they realized that the signs were on the cards. As far as educational outreach, I think that the kids we have interacted with through going and doing focus groups and visiting schools, they've definitely picked up stuff. And we've even heard from some of the teachers afterwards that they're continuing to use some of the signs to communicate in their classroom.
Yeah, even if it's, like, a little bit naughty, like, do it. So doing things behind their teacher's back. But hey, anything to encourage New Zealand Sign Language use.
Can you talk a little bit about, you've done some work with the group Deaf Aotearoa. Can you talk a bit about them and what you've done with them?
I sure would be glad to. So originally we got in close contact with them last December, and they invited us down to Wellington in May for the launch of New Zealand Sign Language Week. So that was where we first met all the team and stuff. So that was really awesome. And now, in the background, we're working on a poster with them for Deaf Aotearoa and Slick NZ working together. And they're just incredibly supportive. They have our packs in their offices so that people can pick it up and look at them while they're there. It's just something that we're really appreciative of for their support. And they just want the same as we do, just more New Zealand Sign Language users.
Yeah, they've been so amazing. Like, they're just all about pushing it out there, and so are we. So, like, our relationship is, like, perfect, I think.
And if people want to purchase, or schools want to purchase your cards, how can they do that?
They can head to our website, slicknz.com. That's slick without a K. And they can purchase any of our packs from our range of cards. And they'll be shipped out tomorrow and be with you by the end of the week.
And that was Harry and Ned from Slick NZ.